T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seth Everett joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And I don't know if you heard all of that, Seth, but I would love to see the Brewers win the division, but I'm good where they're at right now. The Cubs are starting to lose members of their bullpen left and right. Joe Maddon's being criticized for the way he's managing, and they seem to be faltering a little bit.
Look, 2.5 games with, 15 to play, it's a lot. It's an undertaking. It's not an insurmountable. It's not like, 0-9, when the Brewers got in at the last minute. It's not a collapse, but it's something. And I just think that right now, considering the fact that no other team has threatened the Brewers' position in the wild card, it's a great safety net. I don't think they take the field with any of that concern. I don't think they're looking behind them. I think they're looking ahead of them. And I think they're close, and it's a very close race. But the Cubs, I don't think, will have a 5-game losing streak where the Brewers will go 4-1. I just don't see that.
See, I don't think so either, which is why I said be content with where you're at and just make sure that you stay on top of the wild card. You have that home game, right, so you can have that Miller Park, fill, so to speak, and go with it.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, and you play one of those West teams because the Phillies have fallen off the face of the earth, and I think there's something there. I think there's a great credence there. And I'm very interested in seeing the way this all plays out. But by no means has this team – look, they haven't set the world on fire. They're not the hottest team in baseball. They're not the Oakland A's. But what the Brewers have done is stayed competitive. And for this young team, they've gotten a taste of what a pennant race has become. And, these pitchers are responding. Mm-hmm. And that bullpen's been lights out. It's been great.
So, as you see it right now in the National League, because a great battle's going on out west, obviously the Cubs sit atop the East. Atlanta's pretty much solidified, or in the Central, and Atlanta's pretty much solidified everything in the East. Do you have, not a favorite, but do you have, the matchup that you're looking for? Because to me, I think if the Brewers end up matching up with the Cubs in the postseason, I couldn't want much more than that as a baseball fan.
No, I love the playoff format. I think that, the pennant race is not what's broken. We're not going to do a segment on what's broken. But there are plenty of things, and I can tell you this. This is the one thing I can bring to this segment that I can promise you. The Union has a fight on their mind. But what I think the best parts about it is the playoff system the way it is. And if the Brewers could win that wild card game, which, you have a 50-50 shot, and then you get into that division series, I have said this since the creation of that division series. The best team does not always win. And the best team on paper, it is very difficult to win that 5-game series. I think the Red Sox are in trouble. The Astros are in trouble. And if I say that about those teams, why can't the Brewers go to the LCS? And if you're talking about a Brewers franchise that's in the league championship series, the final four of Major League Baseball, that's a huge undertaking.
Absolutely. Now, here's the question, and one that's become a lot more prevalent since the second time he's done it. But Christian Yelich hits for the cycle again against the same team. Now, it is the Reds, and I understand that. But to do it, it's amazing that he's done it and done it twice in a season, and he's done it in propelling the Milwaukee Brewers to a postseason appearance. I mean, is there – who else your front runner for MVP?
Let me preface the answer, because I have an answer, and this is something I have spoken about a lot in the last 4 days. I do not care about the MVP. I don't care about the MVP until after the World Series. That's when I care about the MVP. If your team's in a pennant race, you're concerned. But my ballot would be Christian Yelich 1, Nolan Arenado 2, Javier Baez 3. Baez has had a phenomenal season, but if you take him off the Cubs, they're still great. If you take Nolan Arenado off the Rockies, or if you take Christian Yelich off the Brewers, they are done for. And I don't care about all your sabermetrics. That's my ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think Christian Yelich is the MVP. I say that because I'm not going to be a phony and say that I care. Because to me, when you have a chance for a team goal, if there is a team objective, the individual award is something we talk about in the wintertime.
The chase for this thing down the stretch, the Brewers lose Lorenzo Cain. We don't know for how long. Their starting pitching has been better as of late. Certainly one of the most feared bullpens in a one-game scenario. I got to think that if I'm a Brewers fan, I'm feeling pretty good with the way, if you just get one guy to go out and give you three or four innings, the way your bullpen is thrown, man, all you got to do is put up a few runs and things would be pretty much solidified. Wouldn't you figure?
The only problem is you want that bullpen somewhat rested going into the postseason game. And, you know, if we're talking about managing in a one-game playoff, listen, you know, everybody's on a short leash. You might use eight pitchers in that game. It's whatever you do to survive. But over the course of the regular season, that's the thing about this pennant race. If I have a chance to extend a starting pitcher because it's a chance to win the division, that's one thing. But I really want that bullpen rested going into the postseason, because when we talk about postseason games, there's a compartmentalizing of these games. And this is something that the new wave of baseball hasn't changed. You still separate the game into thirds. So it's get through the first third, get through the second third, and then the 7, 8, 9, where it's all hands on deck. And I think that's the big key to the whole thing. And that's the big effort, which is why you need to have a rested bullpen. Because if they're exhausted going into that wild card game or the division series, there's a huge problem.
Looking at St. Louis right now, St. Louis, they would be the other wild card opponent for the Brewers. Give me your thoughts on what St. Louis brings to the table, because they've got that. I hate to say it, but look, it's not Tony La Russa's team anymore, but it's still Yadier Molina's team, and he's the guy everybody loves to hate.
They have a lot of clutch hitters, and they can easily win a one game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. You want to play one of the West teams. You know, my pick, if I had to, you know, hazard a guess, I think the Rockies win the division. But if you wind up playing the Rockies, you know, be grateful that it's not in Coors Field. Although this year's Rockies team has been great on the road, which is a testament to Bud Black. And you know me for a long time. You know I've been a huge proponent of Bud Black. The idea, you know, from my standpoint is what the Cardinals have is their ability to win a big game, and they'll treat a must-win game correctly. So you have your hands full. Wild card game's not going to be easy, and I don't blame fans for hating it. You know, what happens every wild card is the fans in the team that are stressed, they hate the wild card system. They say, how can you let a 162-game season go down to this? And, you know, you have to answer it the same way you answer every time. You have to say, win more games. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
So the reality is that wild card is literally labeled correctly. It is wild, and it is absolutely amazing. I think it's the best thing that Major League Baseball has done in terms of their playoff system since they went to the three-division format. Once they went to the three-division format in 1997, there is an audio cassette somewhere of me saying, if you're going to have one wild card, you have to have two. And once you inserted the second wild card, you reinvigorated the division races, which has done a great job for the pennant races. And at the same time, you've created this one-game crazy, you know, rage of emotion that I don't know how you watch it. You bite all your fingernails, but it's the best experience.
Yeah, you look at what going out to the West, you've got the Dodgers taking on San Diego. They still have a tough series with Arizona, but then they get San Francisco, while Colorado, they have Arizona, but then they end up with, what is it, I think Philadelphia and Washington. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. I don't have the schedule. I'm not at my desk, so I don't have the schedule in front of me. But, you know, the one thing that you have to recognize when it comes to that is Atlanta is going to coast into their division, and the other teams are going to be fighting tooth and nail. Some people will say that's an advantage for the Braves and an advantage for the Cubs, because let's face it, the Cubs know they're going to the playoffs. Those two teams will have a different mentality than every other team who's fighting tooth and nail. What I have hoped, and I've said this all week, and I've said it in Wisconsin a bunch of times, I just want the Brewers to know that they're in, so that weekend, if the division is out of sight, I'd rather have that Detroit series. I know they host the Tigers with some cockamamie interleague series. I'd rather them host the Tigers and treat those like spring training games, because they need – I don't want Hader pitching that weekend. I don't want Jeffers pitching that weekend. Like, I don't want any of that. And set up your rotation, have your best guy going for the wild card game, and then, you know, hopefully you're in the dance.
Yeah, they have Pittsburgh this weekend, and then they get three against St. Louis. St. Louis is still going to be fighting tooth and nail.
But so that's in St. Louis. Right.
Right.
That's in St. Louis.
Right.
That's a different series, but then you have Thursday off and you play the Tigers.
Play the Tigers, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. At that point, you'd like to know that you pretty much solidified yourself. Seth, always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy. We will chat again next week as we effort towards the postseason.
You got it. Looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Seth Everett, National Baseball Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRI to go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.